You know, in the summer, a lot of us are distracted. We have things going on. We're out of our normal routines. And that means fewer people are donating blood, which creates problems because the demand doesn't go down. Dr. Tim Peterson is the medical director at the Blood Center. Morning, doctor. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Glad that you're here. And we hear your message that just because folks are on vacation, just because kids are out of school, just because people aren't doing the things they do during the rest of the year in their normal routine, shouldn't mean they don't donate blood because the hospitals, the patients still need it, right?
Exactly. It's difficult in summertime, as you've mentioned, with everyone off, the kids out of school. And, you know, a significant portion of our donations come from our young donors, our high school and college donors, and so it's difficult. Additionally, many people will have elective surgeries during the summertime, either now or before Christmas time, of course, before deductibles kick in. But in the summertime, when you have a little free time, you're able to get up and have a surgery that you maybe have been putting off for a while. So the need never ends. You know, there's always that consistent need for our patients who are undergoing chemotherapy and radiation treatments, our transplant patients, of course, that never, never ceases. And also just everyday usage of blood. There's a minimum in our area of about 300 to 350 donations a day just to meet the minimum requirements that all the hospitals in the region need.
And how many people on an average day are donating during the summer?
Well, in the summertime, it varies. When the word goes out, we get a wonderful response from the donors in our region. But for probably we have about a 1 to 1.5 day reserve. And we like to keep a 3 to 5 day because, of course, it's the blood that's available today for the emergency that's needed today. And because you have to have it on a shelf of need. We know our donors will come out if there's a major need, but it takes a couple of days to complete the FDA-required testing and processing to be able to get the blood finished and out to the hospitals. So we ask people, if you've never been a donor, consider becoming a donor. And if you are a donor, be a regular donor. It's been said that if everyone who tried or donated one time a year would donate twice a year, there'd never be shortages of blood or type.
Who can donate and how can they donate?
Well, it's pretty easy. In Louisiana, if you're 16 years of age with parental or guardian approval, you can donate. If you're 17 or older, you're able to donate on your own. And anyone in good health. Most medications are not a problem. Things like diabetes and high blood pressure are allowable as long as you're under good control. The medications aren't a problem. And the best way is to contact us at thebloodcenter.org, thebloodcenter.org, or 1-800-86-BLOOD. Either way, you can go online, find our locations. You can make an appointment online. You can even do the donor questionnaire on the day of donation. You can fill it out online, and that'll save 20 minutes or more. If you go into the donor center, you have a time, you get taken right in, and usually you can finish completion of the entire donation process in about 45 minutes to an hour max.
And usually you get some juice and a cookie, and who doesn't like juice and a cookie, right?
Juice and a cookie and a lovely T-shirt.
There you go.
But mostly knowing that you truly are helping somebody, and in most times you're actually saving a life. It's not just a hyperbole. It is. Your donation is saving someone's life.
Dr. Tim Peterson, thank you for joining us, folks. Step up. They need your help. I'm Dave Cohen. When we come back, we'll find out who is going to be picking up trash by the end of this week in the French Quarter. Conflicting reports are circling.